Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brian Church and we're going to talk about the Design Technology Center at Iowa Western Community College. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and I know you are good and excited because you have an exciting job to do here at the Design Technology Center. Let's talk, just kind of define that, just in case there's some folks who don't know about the Design Technology Center at the Atlantic campus of Iowa Western Community College. What is it that you do? How do you define that?
Well, I'm the instructor for the Design Technology program. And what design technology is, we instruct students, teach students to become designers in multiple fields in industry. They can work for architectural companies, engineering firms. They can go to manufacturing and work as a designer to design about anything. It's really a broad spectrum of what the students that graduate from the design technology program can do.
And if folks haven't visited here to see some of the things, you know, the few times I've visited, I'm going, oh my gosh, you can do that? And one of the things that I guess has kind of become not extraordinary is designing an artificial hand for somebody.
Yes, technology is just amazing. What's available to industry and you know, our students, you know, we have a 3D scanner that we have here at the college. You can actually scan in a 3D object. In industry, you know, as you mentioned, a hand can be reproduced, any kind of limb. I know dentistry uses some of that technology as well to replace your teeth. So it's really amazing what the technology is today.
So no matter kind of what field of industry or in, I guess, human beings you're talking about, you're probably going to be involved with technology somehow. So, Brian, you just have graduated, I believe, 6 students. Talk a little bit about those students. You know, what was their interest? Why did they come, and where are they going?
Well, it was so rewarding. I just went to the ceremony on Saturday, and we had 3 students walk across the stage. So that was my first experience with that. Very special. We have a student that's going to work for, he's currently working for Olson Associates. That's an engineering firm in Omaha. We have another student that's working for Continental Fire Sprinkler in Omaha. She's just recently got promoted with that company. So that's exciting. We have another student that's going on to pursue a 4-year degree in some sort of management field. And I just recently found out about a 4th student that just acquired a job at Molded Products in Harlan, Iowa. So it's a wide array of different things that the students are going to do with their careers.
Mm-hmm. So when students come to you, when people come to you, are they just out of high school? Have they had other employment? You know, what's some of the background and possibilities for people?
Well, all the students that I've just currently had were all non-traditional students. So they've done other things. Life got in the way, whatever happened, and they came back to school. And you know, it's a challenge to learn how to study and do homework again. It was a challenge for me as well, becoming, you know, a first-year instructor. But we can also have traditional students. I just haven't experienced that yet, but hopefully this fall we'll have some traditional students coming in as well.
And what's the geographic area? How far do students travel to come to the Technology Center?
Well, it can be anywhere from 60-mile radius. We actually provide an awesome service for, you know, at least students around the Council Bluffs, Omaha area. SWDA provides a shuttle service to bring the students. They pick up the students at the campus in Council Bluffs, and then they bring them to Atlantic and each day of class, and then they take them back to Council Bluffs. So that's a nice service. So it's about a 60-mile radius that the students are traveling to attend design technology.
So some people may be wondering, again, if they're not familiar with this, why do people come from Omaha and Council Bluffs to Atlantic to design technology? Can't they do it there?
Well, they could, but the design technology was, you know, brought about by Jay Miller. He's the one that brought design technology, and he wanted to keep it in Atlantic was his vision. And so that's why it's here.
Well, and as I understand, there are not many centers like this. I mean, you can't just go any community college and get the kind of experience you can get here on this campus.
That's very true. The classes, some of the classes the students are taking, you know, it's a very math-heavy program. A lot of the other two-year institutions do not teach that math-heavy of a curriculum to their students. And so, you know, a lot of these students, when they graduate, they're competing with, you know, folks with four-year degrees. So it's pretty amazing what a student can do once they graduate from this program.
Okay. So I think it's a bit unusual. I mean, I think you have something to offer here that people need to really take a look at if they're interested in this field. And what's the cost? Is it different than other classes, or is the design technology kind of on the same level of cost as if you're going to major in, I don't know, English?
The cost is the same per credit hour. You know, it's to graduate from this program is going to cost you roughly around $13,700. What's really amazing is the return on investment. A lot of these students, once they graduate, are making salaries anywhere from $40,000 to $50,000. You know, when I graduated from Iowa State, I had a lot of college debt. You know, it took me 5 years to pay off my college debt. And, you know, when the students graduate from this program, you know, it's not taking them long, and they've got their student loans paid off.
That's certainly good news. There are a lot of people who are still paying off their college debts far into the future. So, Brian, you mentioned that it's really heavy in math, but what are some of the kinds of classes that students take here?
Well, we take, you know, the students take pre-calculus, and that gets them ready for a class called statics. It's, you know, it's a physics-based course. Once they take statics, then they move on to strength of materials, which is just building on those principles that they learned in statics, learning about forces, vectors, that sort of thing. It's really interesting. And once they do that, then they move on to some design problems. So a lot more heavy math involved with that as well.
Yeah, I'm smiling as you say it's enjoyable, it's fun. I'm going, well, it wouldn't be for me because math is not one of my favorite kinds of things. I don't understand even what your language almost. But some people revel in that math, and their minds just work in that way.
It does, and it's not for everybody. You know, I've always wanted to be an engineer ever since I was a teenager. So it's something that interests me, and you know, the students are taking these courses are interested in those types of things as well.
Okay, for most students, is it 2 years, or what's the timeline on getting through this?
It's a 2-year program. Some of the students, you know, may not finish right away or whatever, but we do have a few that, you know, it may take them a little longer. I was on the 5-year plan at Iowa State, but it is a 2-year program.
All right. But that says to me there's some flexibility. If maybe some of your students are still fully employed or at least partially employed, can they do that and still get through this eventually?
Well, they could. We try to keep them on, you know, on schedule if we can. You know, sometimes life gets in the way, unfortunately. But, you know, we are flexible. We want every student to be successful, and we'll do whatever we can to, you know, to get them to graduate.
So we're visiting with Brian Church, who heads up the Design Technology Program at the Atlantic Campus of Iowa Western Community College. And, you know, I think sometimes we just sort of take for granted that this is a very special program here on this campus. And it, I'm thinking, keeps continuing to change because we're talking about technology. What you did last year maybe isn't the same as you're doing this year.
That's correct. You know, some of the things we would want to bring into the college, something new, is called virtual reality. And it's really a neat technology. It's an awesome technology that you can actually put on a mask and a pair of goggles and visualize putting something together, assembling something, actually designing something in virtual reality. So that's one of the new things that we're trying to bring to the college, hopefully in the next year or two. So
does that mean that when you try something out in virtual reality, that you can see it's not going to work and you can try a different way? Does that speed up that process?
that really speeds up the design process. So yeah, so in the past, you had to design something, build a prototype, and then test that prototype. With virtual reality, you can do all that at once. And so it, you know, it may cut out, you know, a year or more of the time to develop a new product that's going to market. So it's really amazing technology.
And it seems like a really important thing to be adding here at the Design Technology Center. We want to thank you very much, Brian Church, for visiting with us. And until next time, just think about design technology, a way to see the future.